Illinois Public Media News. This is 2.7 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Friday, July 19th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how hospitals near the United Center are preparing for when the Democratic National Convention comes to Chicago. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation Thursday that would add new regulations to carbon capture and sequestration projects in the state. Jim Meadows reports.
Pritzker says capturing carbon dioxide from the burning of fossil fuels and burying it underground is one way to fight climate change, even if it falls short of a switch to green energy.
Every marginal reduction in planetary warming that we can achieve, every fraction of a percent, represents billions of dollars in savings for our economy here and likely thousands of lives across the nation.
But State Senator Chapin Rose says the new law fails to protect the Mahomet Aquifer, the sole water supply for much of central Illinois east of the Illinois River. After the bill signing, the Republican lawmaker filed his own bill to completely ban carbon sequestration in the aquifer's territory. I'm Jim Meadows.
The outgoing leader of Illinois' Republican Party says the state GOP is in better shape now than it was a few years ago. Alex Zegman reports.
Don Tracy says the party has strengthened its infrastructure, improved fundraising, and increased operational capabilities during his tenure. But he says there's still plenty of work to do, like addressing what he says are Illinois' lax voting laws. He told reporters at the Republican National Convention that he still worries about Illinois' lack of voter ID requirements and how many people are eligible for mail-in ballots.
Fraud happens when you have chaos, and mail-in balloting has made it harder and harder.
But Tracy also says Republicans need to vote, and mail-in ballots are part of the process, so the GOP needs to use them. They can only change the process if they win more seats. They're currently the supermajority in the state legislature, and they don't hold any statewide offices. I'm Alex Degman.
Champaign County voters will be able to elect a new county auditor and choose whether to eliminate the role in the November general election. Yesterday, a bipartisan majority voted in favor of putting the question on the ballot, leaving the decision to the public. Board member Jeff Wilson voted against the motion. He says he thinks the timing isn't right.
Since we're in the middle of election, I just think it's not just or right for those that are seeking the office because it's election season.
Those in favor of eliminating the auditor say the county's executive office could do the job, saving county money. The biotech company Bayer is now lobbying Congress to pass legislation that could protect it from lawsuits regarding Roundup. As Harvard Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arizate reports, the company is facing thousands of lawsuits over the weed killer, claiming it causes cancer.
The House version of the Farm Bill includes language that would protect Bayer from lawsuits claiming Roundup causes cancer. So far, the bill hasn't gone to a full House vote. Similar legislative efforts were made earlier this year in Missouri, Iowa, and Idaho, but none of the bills passed. Melissa Vatterott of the Missouri Coalition for the Environment says Bayer should not be able to avoid litigation.
But they are refusing to acknowledge that the product is dangerous, and so when people are getting sick, they are suing.
Bayer maintains that Roundup is safe and that its labels are already in compliance with regulatory laws. A spokesperson says the company plans to keep working with lawmakers regarding Roundup. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll learn more about how hospitals near the United Center are preparing for when the Democratic National Convention comes to Chicago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday reporter roundtables. We'll hear from Illinois reporters who were on the ground at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Plus, we'll recap the week in political news with our Washington correspondent, Linda Kenyon. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. Next month, the Democratic National Convention comes to the United Center in Chicago. Tens of thousands of people, from elected officials to protesters, are expected to pack the arena and surrounding streets. Nearby hospitals are planning for the worst, but hoping for the best. Kristen Schorsch brings us the story.
I'm outside the United Center, imagining these big parking lots and streets filled with people. And then something bad happens. The closest hospitals are about a 20-minute walk from here, so I headed over to one of them, Rush University Medical Center. This hospital has an emergency department built for a disaster. I meet Dr. Nicholas Cozy, just outside the ER.
We have built a plan to anticipate tens, hundreds, thousands of people coming across the 290 expressway on the bridges in an event of a mass casualty or a major catastrophe.
For 9 months, he's been planning for a lot of different scenarios. An explosion, a truck running people over, a mass shooting. So we go where patients would turn up, the ambulance bay. Cozy opens the door.
So an ambulance comes across Congress Parkway, enters through here, but this is the area that we've designed to be able to decontaminate hundreds of people in a very quick fashion.
The ambulance bay is huge and empty for the moment. Cozy goes through one scenario, how Rush would take care of dozens of people getting pepper sprayed at the convention. He turns on what looks like a giant faucet shooting water up to rinse someone's eyes.
Sorry if I got you.
Then a person would head over to one of several areas separated by heavy curtains. I push some buttons to bring them down from the ceiling. These curtains give people privacy to take off their clothes and get sprayed with warm water and soap to remove any decontaminant. All those nightmare scenarios. Rush built this ER a decade ago for situations just like these.
It's not something that you can walk outside and build a tent for and say, wait, please, let me get to you and let's build this. We have to have it ready to go. And this is turnkey.
Besides Rush, there are two other major hospitals in this medical district, just down the block. Cook County's Stroger Hospital and UI Health. Yes, traffic will be a mess next month during the convention. So these hospitals are also planning to make sure other patients can get to them. Women in labor, people having surgery, or someone who gets hurt in a car crash. People who have doctor's visits are being asked if they can see them virtually or at another clinic away from downtown. And few appointments after 3 p.m., when more motorcades might be heading to the United Center, clogging traffic. Shonda Morrow at Rush says some patients are nervous about being seen.
We've not been in a position where we've, for example, denied seeing a patient, or a patient has stated they did not want to come downtown.
And then there's making sure the thousands of people who work at these hospitals can get there. Some might sleep on cots or in student dorms overnight. Morrow is a longtime nurse, a caregiver, and it's something that stays with her as she gets through the next several weeks.
What I hope to bring to this, and hope's not a strategy, right? What I will bring to this is that compassion. What will come easy is caring for our patients. The most difficult part is not having that answer if indeed something catastrophic happens.
Despite all the prep, Craig Williams at nearby Cook County Health says Chicago hospitals deal with big events all the time.
You know, I think the only thing that I'm concerned about is just the general political climate and, you know, thinking that you're going into a, you know, a sitting president going to his national convention doesn't seem like it would be that much of an event.
What makes him nervous is the unpredictable things that come with holding a massive rally for 4 days in this political moment. Kristen Schorsch.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Alex Segman, Hector Alejandro Arezate, Analika Achuba, and Christian Schorsch. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.